Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Boston to New York in the time it takes you to watch an episode of Seinfeld. Sounds better than the Megabus? Sounds a lot better than the Megabus. Well, Elon Musk, the man behind SpaceX, Tesla, and PayPal, wants to make it a reality. The billionaire has thrown his weight behind the so-called Hyperloop, pods that shoot through pressurized tubes at near supersonic speeds. Well, it's all theory right now, but this past weekend, engineering students gathered at Texas A&M to present designs for a Hyperloop prototype. Here's Musk speaking at the event.
What we really intended to do with the Hyperloop was really to spur interest in new forms of transportation. And I think, I'm starting to think this is really gonna happen. So, yeah.
Yeah, and the winning design? A team from MIT. And joining us now in the studio is Chris Marion, the chief engineer from Team MIT. Chris, welcome to Radio Boston and congratulations.
Hi, thank you very much. It's great to be here.
So first of all, tell us, how did it feel to win the Hyperloop competition?
It was extremely emotional. This was something that we went into, like, this is a really cool engineering challenge that we're really passionate about. And seeing our hundreds of hours of work rewarded like that was really, really nice.
So this is a grand engineering challenge, right? I mean, pods, pressurized tubes, near supersonic speeds. Can you tell us a little bit about your design?
Yeah, so specifically in the context of the competition, we're not actually going close to supersonic.
Okay.
Our project is a little bit scaled down from what it would take to move people, as you said, across the eastern seaboard in matters of minutes. But so our pod focused on showing and demonstrating some technologies that could be scaled to that kind of system. Specifically, electrodynamic levitation was the key focus of our pod.
Electrodynamic levitation, how does that differ from just plain old maglev?
Basically, how you generate the magnetic fields. Our system is entirely passive and based off permanent magnets moving over the track, generating levitation fields. While a lot of your traditional maglev systems use active electromagnets.
I see. Okay. And so what do you think differentiated your design from others that were presented? Because there were teams from around the world.
Yeah, and there were a lot of really good designs there. I think what SpaceX really saw as fundamentally solid about our design was that we can build it in the time that we're going to have, which is very short.
And how much time is that?
They haven't announced exact dates, but we're expected to test sometime this summer. So a matter of months before we have to get this thing going.
At SpaceX in California?
Yeah, they said the test track will be in Hawthorne.
Okay, and this is for a prototype that won't get us to those near supersonic speeds, but should show sort of proof of concept.
Yeah, our goal, so the test track is going to be about a 6-foot diameter steel tube pumped down to around a thousandth of an atmosphere and around a mile long.
Okay.
And so we're hoping to hit speeds of 250 miles an hour.
Really?
Which is not supersonic, but is still solidly fast.
It's faster than the Acela. I mean, so it's faster than most forms of mass transit that we have right now. So let me ask you, when Musk first started talking about the Hyperloop, you know, a lot of people first said, cool idea. Second, like, never going to happen. Totally wild and unrealistic.
There are some solid points there, but I think what's important is that I would argue that the engineering is very possible. And there are pieces of the puzzle that have really already been proven and some that are still being worked on. But the biggest challenge that you're going to see is regulations and driving the cost down to something that's feasible for, having a business as opposed to just an experiment.
Now, how exciting or interesting is it to you as an engineer that, you know, people like Elon Musk are really serving as the catalyst to get the sort of big design thinking going in this day and age?
I think it's really awesome. I really enjoy working on projects like this. Being on the forefront of developing transportation technology is really cool, and I think a lot of people on my team are really passionate about that.
Yeah.
And I do think Elon Musk has put out a lot of ideas that catalyze people of my age to think about these sorts of things. I think there were a few articles that came out that said Elon Musk gives a surprise visit at the Hyperloop thing and receives rock star welcome. It was like that. Like, he got a standing ovation when he walked in the room.
So I have to ask you one more question before I got to let you go. I understand that. Are you interviewing for a job with Musk as well? Did that happen before or after
I'm actually interviewing with Hyperloop Technologies, which is slightly different, not actually associated with Musk, but works on similar technology to
Because part of me wondered, is this just the most fantastic recruiting tool devised by Musk?
It is definitely a very good one. And SpaceX and Tesla engineers were there definitely looking for good engineers.
Well, I'm sure you have a very bright future ahead of you, whether or not we reach those near supersonic speeds in a Hyperloop. Chris Marion, graduate student in engineering at MIT. His team won the SpaceX Hyperloop pod competition design this weekend at Texas A&M. Chris, congratulations once again, and thanks so much.
Thanks a lot for having me.